An artist needs to be able to count on their materials. But what if those materials rely on Mother Nature? When your work depends on the weather, sometimes you have to take things into your own hands. KUNC arts reporter Stacey Nick has more.
Don't tell Carrie Ertman it's too cold.
I have a hard time dealing with the people on Facebook that are talking about wearing flip-flops in November, and I'm like, hey, just once it turns to December, start hoping for cold weather. Yeah, I like the cold.
Of course she does. Ertman is a snow sculptor. And as the co-founder of the Colorado State Snow Sculpting Competition, she has a lot riding on the weather. But what do you do when there's no snow?
People also figure, well, why can't you just go up to Rocky Mountain National Park and scoop the snow out there and, you know, truck it down? Well, you're dealing with a lot of water rights. We've got a lot of farmers out on the Eastern Plains that are waiting for some of that water to actually melt certain ways to make sure that they can water their crops. So we're, we don't monkey with any of that.
Besides, why scoop it when you can make it?
My name is Steven Mercia. I'm the owner of Snow Creations.
Snow Creations is the name of his snow machine.
It's amazing what you can find on the internet these days.
Thanks to Mercia and his snow gun, it doesn't matter if it's not snowing.
Moment of truth. Cross your fingers.
It's late at night in an empty parking lot in Berthoud. It's cold. Really cold.
There's a formula. Humidity is involved and temperature is involved. I found through trial and error 25 degrees, no matter what the humidity, no matter what the water temperature is, I can make snow.
The sculpting competition used to be in February. Some unseasonably warm winters prompted a move to December this year in an attempt to cheat the weather. Because in the world of snow sculpting, you never know what's going to happen, as Mercia, an internationally recognized snow artist, can attest. He remembers a year when things got a little too warm for a Loveland sculpting team. Temperatures were in the 60s, and they were working on two swans.
The swans' noses were dripping because the water was moving through the block, and it was warm, and so it looked like they had a runny nose. It's the dynamic of snow, and so it's always moving, it's always flowing. There's a give and take to it. It's like no other medium.
And using a snow machine guarantees a clean canvas of pure white snow. Well, usually.
There were years that we had to use pond water.
In addition to an interesting smell, Carrie Ertman says the snow it made was stored in a horse pasture.
We didn't find out till later that we had an effect to our snow blocks that we like to call marbling. And the marbling was created by the leftover horse manure that had been scooped up with the snow.
Oh. So, how do you work around something like that?
You don't. It's there. That's what being an artist is about. You just kind of have to compromise.
Which is especially true when you're dealing with the weather.
Mother Nature is our fourth team member. And so you always have to use her and what she's giving you at that time. If it's too sunny, you put up a shade. If it's windy, you might make a wind block. If it's too warm, you're not going to put the details in it right now. You might wait till the evening, till the sun goes down, till the temperature, till Mother Nature comes back and wants to play a little bit nicer and be on your team again.
Between now and December 14th, Stephen Mercia will be staying in his cozy camper, making a lot of snow in that Berthoud parking lot. When it's all said and done, snow or shine, there will be about 80 large dump truck loads of powder, just waiting to become someone's canvas. For KUNC, I'm Stacey Nick.
Not quite Mother Nature, but that's making snow.